T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Santana came on our show one time, and we had him go through all of his rides. He said at one point he had 10 different cars or SUVs. Were you ever that type of a spender? Did you ever have a fleet of vehicles?
Yeah, I was a little bit of a car dude, man, I must admit. Because as a kid, you grow up and you want all of these cars. And so when you first get some money,
right,
you know, no one tells you you can only drive one at a time. I guess we think we can get in all 7 or 8 of them at one time and just, you know,
right,
park them outside the club. So I don't know, but I was a car guy.
Can you go through your fleet? Yeah, at the height of it.
Goodness. Oh,
at the height.
Oh,
whatever you had the most, just go through your
I remember seeing pictures of it before. I know we had. Did you have, like, Bentleys or Phantoms?
I was in all the car magazines. I was, like, that the car guy.
Right.
But, shoot. Okay, let me see. Maybe at the height.
Right.
I can remember one season in Atlanta.
Right.
Give us the price tag on each one, too.
Plus, Atlanta, you got to have one just to keep
we
up.
We had about 4 primetime games that year.
Right.
And I just remember coming to the stadium with a new car every primetime game.
Crazy.
On top of what I already had. And at that time, I think the Bentley Spur had just came out,
right,
which is the 4-door Bentley. So I had one of those.
Right.
I had already had the 2-door Bentley, so I had that one.
Right.
Uh-huh. I had an LP640 Lambo.
Lamborghini.
I had a 430 Ferrari.
Ooh.
So I mean, and I had a Phantom, a big old Phantom that you're supposed to be driven in. I'm around here driving around in a big old Phantom that's about the size of an Escalade.
Now,
you know?
if you could do it all over again, right? Would you limit it to 2 or 3 cars instead of 7 or 8?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well,
I'm going to keep going. So you had the 4-door Bentley, the 2-door Bentley, the Lamborghini, the Ferrari, the Phantom. Did you have just, you know, one slumming like BMW or something?
Yeah, I had a BMW. I had an M6.
The BMW
M6.
Yeah. I used to zoom around in the M6. I had a Mercedes CL600.
Mercedes.
Obviously, Escalade.
Obviously.
And Navigator for some strange reason. I felt like I needed an Escalade and a Navigator. So very.
Right.
Very
so,
crazy. Very
what did
crazy
you do
about,
with them all?
Cars.
Did you keep any?
I see people who have 3-car garages. Like, I mean, what did you have?
You're probably the MVA, like, every day.
Well, at my old house in Atlanta, I had a 7-car garage with 2 lifts. So I was able to lift 2 cars up and put 2 more in it. I could get 9 cars in my garages. So, I mean, I had pretty much everything in the garage, and then I started getting into old schools, and so I kind of got out of the exotic cars and got into, you know, my old school muscle, 69 Charger, 69 Chevelle, 69 Mustang, and so, you know, I kind of got into the muscle car world, and that's kind of where I live at now.
So, yeah, I was wondering, I mean, do you have still any of those, like, laying around, or did you move on from all of them?
Yeah, I mean, we got a Sprinter van, an Escalade, a Jeep Wrangler,
nice,
Mercedes S63,
right,
a big old, you know, diesel pickup truck,
right,
and a couple old schools,
but no more Lambos.
So you still have
no
7,
more,
dude.
Yeah, you
no,
still got 6 or 7.
I can't leave the house with just myself, you know. We have 6 kids, and so
right.
Someone's always in the car, so it's kind of hard throwing somebody in the backseat of a Ferrari at this point.
Right.
This point in life,
you know what,
so.
D, right. You get bitter like me, man. The personal property taxes kill you.
Oh my goodness, that too. Oh yeah. My goodness, yeah.
Right. I hate those bills, man.
By the way, I unearthed the picture. Like, I tweeted out that you were coming on the show at 8:20. And I unearthed a picture of you at the club with LeBron. I mean, that's during your club days. But You may give us a good story or two from those days. I'm assuming you don't do it quite as much.
Nah, hardly ever anymore, man, unless it's a special occasion, man. But, yeah, you know, you got to remember, I came into the league when I was 20 years old.
Right.
A lot of people didn't even know who I was. And, you know, I wasn't one of the big names kind of, you know, in that draft. I was just, you know, I just so happened to be a really good football player that, you know, performed well at the combine, which I knew I would, but also, you know, could play a little football. And so not a lot of people even knew who I was. And, you know, I can remember after I got drafted to Atlanta trying to get in the club. And, I'm there with a couple of my homeboys, my wife, you know, some of her homegirls. And, you know, I'm feeling like a star. You know, I'm in Atlanta, just got drafted. I know Michael Vick. He's the biggest star down there. So I'm kind of feeling myself. And, you know, I go to get in the club. And, you know, obviously I know I'm 20, but I'm like, hey, this is the hot spot. I heard Bow Wow was in here last week. So I'm in there. Surely they don't care about age. Bow Wow at the time was about 14.
Right.
15 maybe. So I'm, you know, I go to get in the club and they like, no, sir, sorry, can't get in. And I'm like, what? What you mean I can't get in?
Right.
Man, like, what does it cost? No, nope, sorry, sir, you can't get in. What? Hold on, man. Do you know who I am?
Nah.
I pull that card.
Right.
Do you know who I am? And they look at me like, man, we don't care who you are. And so I go on my rich man rant. Man, I will buy this club and fire all y'all. Man. Come to find out, the next week, I had to call. I ended up meeting Bow Wow somehow, I think at the jeweler or something. And so I had to end up getting in the club with a 15-year-old because I couldn't get in by myself. Bow Wow had to get me and my folks in the club, man.
Bow Wow.
Shout out to Lil Bow Wow, man, getting the young boy in the club back in the day.
That's awesome.
But did you?
But I'm thinking, how are y'all abiding by the rules and he's getting in, but I can't get in?
Right.
Yeah, but it's
Bow
all about who you know.
That's what
I learned. It's about who you know.
Absolutely.
Well, the picture I found there was with LeBron. Are you friends with him, or is it just like a 10-second hangout? What's the deal?
I mean, it's probably more of a 10-second hangout. I mean, right. I know Bron, and I've met him a couple times, but, I mean, I don't call Bron on the telephone and chop it up with him. And you know what I mean? I've never really hung out with him,
acquaintance.
You know, outside of meeting him through other folks.
Right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.